live and local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today and any day that you can check the show out. 10 to noon every weekday. And, of course, our podcasts at 991FMTalk.com, just in case you missed something, like Rudy Giuliani. Yes, America's mayor, joining us at 11:38 today. Or you want to take the poll question. 991FMTalk.com. Should Supreme Court Justice John Roberts be impeached? So far, the vote's sitting at 90% yes. Yesterday's poll question, do you support the DOJ in their move to file an antitrust lawsuit against Google? 94% yes, 6% no. That's even getting bipartisan support on Capitol Hill. These guys have gotten too big, and there's too much proof now that they are manipulating people's ideas and, well, the whole voting process, the whole information process. They're censoring conservatives, just like Facebook, just like Twitter. I hope to see them next when it comes to these lawsuits. So as we continue on today, we're doing a show a lot on voting, what's going on, getting the information out for people. We've got a special guest coming up in a few minutes who is running for the Incline. It's actually IVGID, the Incline Village General Improvement District. I like IVGID, but people don't know what that stands for, so got to say it out every once in a while. But I'd like to share something with you here quickly before we get to Sarah, and that is the mainstream media and how it is protecting each other. Because some of the things that we've seen, how they've portrayed law enforcement, how they've portrayed Republicans, how they attack anybody that supports Trump. I mean, literally, their pundits are on there saying that, Trump supporters need to be done away with. Really? I mean, they're going to, if Trump loses, they're going to have the Office of Accountability and, reprogram people who supported Trump. I'm not understanding this. But this just shows you part of the serious problem. If you don't know who Jeffrey Toobin is, well, good for you, actually. But he's the legal analyst for CNN. And he was suspended from CNN the other day. If you have not heard the story, I'm sure you did. Because, well, it's been on a few places. During a Zoom call with colleagues, his camera moved and... it wasn't a pleasant sight. It was shown that he was pleasuring himself. And he made the excuses that, I didn't realize that the microphone was on and didn't realize that the camera was on and yada, yada, yada. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't care. I don't care what you thought was on or what you thought was off. It's not appropriate for anybody, whether it's on a Zoom call, whether it's on a regular call, whether it's on Facebook, social media, it doesn't matter. His colleagues are actually crying foul that at this time he is needed more than ever because he is their leading legal analyst. Really? If that had happened to somebody on the right, if that had happened to somebody on Fox, if that had happened to somebody at AON or Newsmax or all of the new ones that are coming up, they would be screaming bloody murder. But once again, since it's someone on their side that they support, it's okay. It's not okay. You talk about you mentioned Creepy Joe and things like that and sniffing hair, and it's not behavior that is acceptable in a public forum. Because when you are on Zoom, when you are on Facebook, you are in a public forum. Well, it was the privacy of my own home. I don't care. Do you give CNN and their legal analyst any credibility now? That's the type of person that he is? These are incredible times that we live in. And you have to be very careful who you're voting for. And I apologize to her wholeheartedly that I was talking about this story before I came to her, because I want to put a huge separation in there as we talk about candidates, because right now we're joining the show is Sarah Schmitz, who is running for IVGID, the Incline Village General Improvement District. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me today and not being scared off by what I was ranting about there beforehand. But it really does. Don't you think it shows an importance of knowing the people who you surround yourself with and who you vote for and what their feelings are about the world we live in?
Well, it is interesting how there seems to be only acceptable opinion that goes one way. But I, just so you know, I'm sitting here in Lake Tahoe in my puffy jacket, okay?
I would probably be in a parka, and, you know, as soon as it dips below 30 degrees, I can't function. I do not do well in cold, and we are getting that the snap. You know, Sarah, for people who
I'm up here, and I have a wall hanging here that says, when you're living in the mountains, you're closer to heaven.
That's right. But, you know, for people who live down here in the valley, why is the Incline Village General Improvement District, why is that so important?
Well, I don't know if it is important to the people on the other side of the hill, but it is very important to those of us who live over here, because Incline Village and Crystal Bay are both unincorporated communities within Washoe County. And so we're governed by the county, but we have Incline Village General Improvement District, which provides water, sewer, trash, and recreation. And we have huge recreation facilities. We've got Diamond Peak. We've got two golf courses. We've got beaches. And it is a part of the reason why people choose to call this place home, is that all of the wonderful amenities that the GID, the General Improvement District, provides. And so as trustees, we do oversee, an aspect of venues and places that have a daily impact on all of the residents here. So it is
not only the residents, though, but I think that is important to us here in the Valley, because you're taking care of the things that we come up to enjoy. You know, so you're taking care of it for us as well.
Well, that's true. And the folks at the golf courses and the folks at Diamond Peak, they do a phenomenal job of making sure that the amenities are in tip-top shape and, that we really have things to offer. Diamond Peak, from a price point, is just a wonderful place for families to come and ski. So I understand that perspective, and thank you for making that point.
What do you think is the biggest issue facing the residents of Incline Village with the GID right now?
Well, the biggest issue facing the community is the struggle with short-term rentals. Mm-hmm. And short-term rentals are not under the jurisdiction. Yeah, they're not under the jurisdiction, though, of the GID. That's county regulated. Actually, it's not regulated right now, which is part of the issue. But that is a very big concern for the people who call this place home. As it relates to the GID, one of the biggest challenges we have is we have a major project that needs to be completed to fix our failing effluent pipeline that runs along Highway 28 over the Spooner Summit. So that, from a GID perspective, it's the biggest project, and we really need to get it tackled next year because the 6 miles that need to be tackled they've overextended their life expectancy, and we don't want to have any sort of a disaster where, you know, we have a major break. So that's really number one on our priority list.
Are people in opposition of that?
No, people aren't in opposition, but it's just been a project that has been on the to-do list for far too long. We were supposed to have this completed by now, not embarking on it. So it's just been a project that, for one reason or another, we just have not tackled. And so one of the things that I've tried to do is make that our number one priority, and we don't lose focus of it and on it, and we are continuing to move it forward. So my hope and expectation is it will get done. I'm really hoping we will get it done next summer.
Yeah, there always seems to be something on the books that, you know, all of a sudden something pops up. I mean, look how long Reno had to deal with the train trench. You know, it just keeps going on and on and on. But when you're dealing with effluence, that's a whole different story, especially when you've got something as beautiful as Lake Tahoe up there. Why should people vote? Why should people vote for you?
You know, people should vote for me because I am diligent about digging into issues, finding out the facts. I listen to everyone. I talk to, you know, anyone who wants to talk with me. And so I really feel that I have the time and the energy and the passion to make sure that we are making well-informed decisions on behalf of all of the ratepayers. And I've worked very diligently over the past couple of years to show, you know, good communication skills. I've put together a newsletter that gets published with just very factual, non-opinionated information, and I think that the community needs that. And I want, you know, I want to continue to offer that. And so I really think that I've done a lot in the last couple of years, and I'd really like to keep the success rolling.
So when you're dealing with communities, we see it everywhere. There's really no such thing as bipartisanship, but you have to work with people of both political, or not both, of any political party, because the Green Party, the Independent, and things like that. How do you find it working with everybody?
You know, it's been very positive. In 2018, when I ran, I was very pleased. I had the backing of many people on both sides of the aisle. And this year, I'm noticing the same thing. My signs are in people's yards that have Biden signs, and my signs are in yards that have Trump signs. So I think that, you know, it is important, especially with local politics, to not be political and really be focused on, you know, what is the best interest of the community as a whole. And that includes all constituents, and that, you know, has to cross party lines.
Absolutely. Sarah, how can people find out more about your campaign and your platform and how to vote for you?
I have a website, and it is Sarah. My first name is just spelled S-A-R-A, the number 4, and then IVGID, IVGID.com. So Sarah4IVGID.com. My cell phone number is there. My email address is there. I welcome communication with all constituents. Don't ever hesitate to pick up the phone and call me. I'm usually picking up my phone and answering and calling people back. So I think it's an important aspect of being a community representative.
You know, anybody that puts their cell phone number out in the public like that is okay with me. Sarah Schmitz, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck with your run for Incline Village GID, and good luck with that effluence pipe as well. That's got to get done.
Thank you so much. We're working to protect that lake.
And we appreciate it. We appreciate it so much. We wouldn't have anything so beautiful to come up and visit if you guys didn't. So, Sarah Schmitz, thank you so much for joining us today and every day working for the community. I wish more people would get involved with that and just work with the community of what makes it better. You know, it's one thing when you're working on a state level, you know, on a county level, on a federal level. It's more difficult, but when you're working as a community, this is where we all pull together. It doesn't matter what party you support. Neighbors support neighbors. All right. We'll be back right after this with a few more incidences on voting. Some very interesting information about Scott Kelly out today. And we'll have more on that coming up right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And I have made no bones about it. I support Jeff Church. He's my candidate for the Washoe County School Board of Trustees. He's who I'll be voting for. I'm in his district. And I just, this voting, this election, not just for presidency, but for all of the different offices have been very interesting. And of course, Scott Kelly, to call him the embattled candidate is kind of lessening it. It's more than that. He just recently lost his job now. I mean, first he was asked to remove himself from the Board of Trustees for the Washoe County School District because of personal actions. But now the Nevada Department of Corrections has reassigned him, or is looking at doing that, and taking him out of his position as public information officer. And one of the reasons for that is because of, at least what I'm reading from this, and you can read the article for yourself, it's in This Is Reno, is because of online false identities. And it's one thing to be honest with people. I mean, you're the public information officer. You need to get people the information as accurately as they can and stand behind what you say in person, online, on the air, wherever. But when you're criticizing people and you're denigrating them in your comments because they're commenting on the location of where you work, that's not professional. You know, if somebody says something about, you know, the radio station here, I reply as myself. Now, I know PIOs have to have a more dignified stance and, you know, take into account the rules and regulations, but still, you don't create online accounts just so you can say whatever you want to people and be disrespectful of their opinions. If you are, that really makes me wonder. And the biggest problem I have with all this is the names that were used are in direct. It's so obvious it's against your opponent. You know, this is coming from Jeff Church. One of the names that Scott Kelly used was David Jeffrey, DJF 1199. And it has referenced as a retired Air Force colonel. Well, Jeffrey David Church is a reserve retired USAF lieutenant colonel. And what really is troubling is D. Jeff. Well, Jeffrey David, Jeff D. 1199 is also a police code for needs help. Jeff is a retired police officer. So there was thought put behind this identity, this false identity. And I'm really concerned because of the fact that Scott's back on the ballot. And if he wins, I really question people's judgment that this is the type of person that you want around your children, that you want around other people who are making decisions about your children. And there's something underlying there. This is one of the responses that was put on to Facebook. Since your baby brother is a convicted felon, aka dirtbag, his dying is a good thing. So I agree the staff at NDOC at the time of his death do deserve a hero's award. You have another brother in prison? Heather, your family is messed up. If you have an opinion like that and you're in a professional position, maybe it's time you keep your opinions to yourself. I wouldn't even go that far to say something like that on the air. Well, maybe I would. But at least you would know it was me saying it. Take responsibility for what you say and do. Back it up and stand behind your words. This is definitely what society is coming to when, oh, somebody else said it, not me. Always passing the blame. We'll be back with, oh, America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, right after this Fox News update. More on Joe and Hunter, specifically Hunter Biden's emails. Is Joe the big guy? We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley, 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1fmtalk.com.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. And there are a lot of things going on, including, well, guess what? It's early voting time. If you haven't gotten out and voted yet, you might want to do so. You've got until the 30th. And remember, if there's a line somewhere, well, you can vote anywhere right now in your county that you are registered. But on Election Day, November 3rd, you have to go to your specific polling place. I'm so glad you're here with me today and any day that I can get a little piece of you. 10 to noon every weekday. Talk and text lines 884-9910. We're waiting for a very special call from America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, so he can check in with us and talk about the Hunter Biden emails. But until then, please log on to 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. There's been some interesting going-ons with the Supreme Court justice. Now, we haven't seen one impeached in our lifetime, but it has happened. Well, I guess it is in some people's lifetimes. Last time was 1969. I guess I was 3 years old, so that has happened. But today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City: should Justice Roberts be impeached? He's not really following the law. And that's the big deal. It doesn't matter who appointed him, who placed him, what other decisions he's looking at. He's not following the law. And you can impeach a justice. One retired, left the bench by threat of impeachment. So I want to know what you think. And thank you to Nissan of Carson City for sponsoring the question. Yesterday's poll question: do you support the Department of Justice in their move to file an antitrust lawsuit against Google? 94% of those participating in the poll said yes. Yes, yes, yes. It's going to be interesting to see if any other lawsuits come up after this. And you know who I'm talking about. Twitter, Facebook, all censoring, two different things here, not censure, censoring information that is being put out by real reporters from real information. All right, you have people coming forward. Even though the news media was saying all weekend long and even up to yesterday, I'm sure they'll say it today, that it is a Russian misinformation campaign or disinformation campaign, you have to know that it's not. Okay, so I'm wondering why this is still in question when the FBI, the Department of Justice, and the Director of National Intelligence, Radcliffe, all come out together and say, this stuff's real. It's not Biden's laptop. Hunter's laptop and the emails are not part of a Russian disinformation campaign. All right. They're trying to once again protect Joe Biden. And it really makes me wonder why they are doing that. Because the mainstream media is supposed to be for the American people. They are supposed to be bringing you the most accurate information possible so you are informed. And yet we don't see that anymore. It used to be in surveys, who do you trust the least? And the top of the list was always used car salesmen. Well, that's changed. Now it's politicians, it's mainstream media. I'm getting texts that they're tracking him down, which I love that. They're tracking Rudy Giuliani down for me. But just to go on to one quick other thing that I wanted to share with you this morning, as we've been talking about voting, and I've made mention of Carson City, that this is an important one. This is coming from Lisa. I was planning on voting on Monday. I have to request off work one day in advance, so I have to plan when I go. It's going to be 22 degrees on Monday. So I called the clerk's office to inquire if they would allow people to wait inside the very large community center. Nope, because they are social distancing. I let the person know we've had many events in the community center, and it's very large and should be able to accommodate people in cold weather. She said the space is taken up by the polling machines and other staff stations. So it's not going to happen. This is Nevada, she reminds me. We've never had to wait outside to vote before. Honestly, if they're only allowing 2 to 3 people in at a time, then they really only need 6 machines, right? Because of that stupid and unheard of 15 minutes to sanitize? This remains BS. Thank you, Lisa, for sending me that. And you're right. It is all BS. Because, as I mentioned earlier, I was watching the polls last night. In Washoe County, they wipe and disinfect the machines down. You know, you look at this disinfectant, it says kills on contact. Even says kills coronavirus on contact. We're being played. And in one way, it's a good thing because you're seeing exactly how much the different departments are acting. You're seeing how much we have to go through at the hands of others. And it's not acceptable. Carson City, the way that you have put the voting together for in person, it's not acceptable. Douglas County has it mastered. Washoe County has it mastered. I've heard no complaints from Lyon or Story or Churchill. Carson City, you're the capital city. What's the problem? Is the governor intimidating you? Did he put any of this stuff out? I want to know if he did. I want to know. All right, we're going to take a break early because the mayor is calling in right now, and I want to get this break out of the way. So we'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today as we have a very special guest joining us. Do want to remind you to answer the poll question at 991fmtalk.com. And that is, should Supreme Court Justice John Roberts be impeached? Right now, though, we head on over to the talk and text lines and check in with America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani. Thank you so much for joining me, Mayor Giuliani. I am doing fabulous. I get to talk to you and I get to help get the truth out because unlike mainstream media, I'm allowed to actually say that the DOJ and the FBI and other sources have confirmed that the laptop in which you are discussing and the emails from Hunter Biden is not Russian disinformation being put out. Who has the laptops and the hard drives now?
Well, the FBI has the laptop, and I have a copy of the hard drive, and several other people have copies of the hard drive. The merchant who fixed the laptop has a copy of it, and he's distributed it to several people. I'm not sure of exactly how many. I mean, there are more people than me that have it.
It's been verified, but you're also passing off a copy to the law enforcement agencies in Delaware because of some very incriminating photographs of Hunter Biden.
Well, actually, what it is what would constitute evidence that you're really required to report about endangerment of children. And when I came across it, it took a place because this hard drive or computer is huge. I mean, 28,000 photos and 50,000 or so messages. So when we came across, when we came across a text in which he himself, Hunter Biden, said that he's a danger to the kids, and his girlfriend, former sister-in-law and girlfriend, said that the therapist had reported that he had taken his clothes off in front of minor children and had exposed himself. He denies that, but he does say he's a danger to them. And then we looked at the photos, particularly of the underage girls. We said this has to be investigated. Apparently, it wasn't being investigated by the FBI. So former police commissioner Bernie Kerik and I went to Delaware, and we gave it to the Delaware State Police, which, by the way, under Delaware law, you're required to do. Apparently, Joe Biden didn't do it, even though there is a text of his son describing this to him that's on the hard drive. His son describes this conduct to him, and apparently Joe took no action to protect any of these children, just like he never took any action to protect Hunter. I mean, Hunter was a drug addict years ago, and instead of helping him, he involved him with some of the worst criminals in the world. Hardly the thing to do to help a drug addict.
Something else that is coming out is his business partner is now being moved out of his cell into protective custody because he has flipped on Hunter Biden in reference to the emails coming from the Ukraine and China, that these are all real, that these are all paid to play emails that prove that the big guy is, in fact, Joe Biden. This is coming out so close to the election. Is it going to make a difference?
Well, I don't know. It should. I mean, you sure don't want to elect as president of the United States someone who's been taking money and selling public office for 30 years, which is another thing that Hunter Biden says on the tech. He texts that. He says for 30 years he's been collecting money basically for his father and having to kick back half of it to his father. So, I mean, that's about as clear a statement of a conspiracy or maybe even a racketeering case as you're going to get. I mean, and also a lot of these things really involve danger to national security. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, doing business with, I don't know, some neutral country. I mean, these people sold themselves to China. That 10% you're talking about is a partnership with three Chinese communists.
And we are also right now in the waters outside of China because of Taiwan. So people don't realize how close of an international incident we could be having with China right now. And Secretary of State Pompeo is dealing with that. But again, you've had to deal with the media for decades. Why are they not jumping all over this when if it was the Trump name, if it was the Trump Jr. name or Eric or even Ivanka, it would be the only story that the news was announcing?
Because the news is biased. It's unfair. It's corrupt. What else do you want me to tell you? Some of them are sellouts to China. Almost all of them are sellouts to the Democratic Party. That's true of big tech. It's true of the big networks. And it's true of a certain number of big businesses that, you know, their greed to make money with China completely outweighs what little patriotic feeling they have for the United States.
Well, there's a lot of connections with China when it comes to Mitt Romney's family, when it comes to John Kerry's family. It's about the money.
Well, John Kerry's, I got to tell you, John Kerry is all over this hard drive. I haven't had a chance to dissect all, but when the Chinese bought Biden by putting $1.5 billion into Hunter's useless private equity fund, one of Hunter's partners was John Kerry's stepson. The third partner was Whitey Bulger's nephew. How that didn't raise concerns in the Obama administration or their intelligence services is disgusting. I mean, that means we had no intelligence. What's the vice president doing being a partner, nephew of one of the biggest gangsters in America? And the president doesn't know about it. Or if he does know about it, maybe he did know about it. But he probably should question Obama as to how much he knew about all the corruption.
Do people just turn a blind eye because they don't want to believe that politicians are actually this corrupt?
No, they turn a blind eye because they don't want Democrat politicians to be revealed for who they are in many cases, you know, particularly at the high level of the Democratic Party. Since Clinton, I think the Democratic Party has turned into basically a crime machine. And that doesn't mean all Democrats. 99% of Democrats are wonderful people. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, since Bill Clinton and Hillary, I think it's been at the top, a very, very corrupt operation. Certainly the Bidens, the Clintons, and unfortunately a few others have made millions and millions and millions selling public office. And the Clintons sold the Secretary of State's position, and Biden sold the vice presidency. He sold it to the Ukraine. He sold it in Iraq. He sold it in Romania. He sold it in Kazakhstan. In Russia, $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife and one of the richest women and most corrupt women in Russia. And he sold it big time in China. I mean, China owns them lock, stock, and barrel.
I find it interesting as part of Trump's legal team that everything that they have accused our president, Donald J. Trump, and his family of doing, they have actually done. They haven't been able to prove that Donald Trump did it, even though they set him up for it, but they are the ones that are actually doing it.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's maybe it's the psychological process of projection. I don't know. Or maybe when they have to come up with phony stories, the best thing to do is to think about what they do and say that he does it. But look at the Russian collusion story. Hillary was colluding with the Russians, and now we have memos that prove that she made up the whole Russian collusion plot with regard to President Trump in order to take pressure off her for her criminal handling of her hard drive.
And I can't wait to see those emails as well.
Back in writing. What I just said to you is in writing in John Brennan's handwriting.
Yeah. And Obama knew about it as well. Mayor, thank you so much for joining me today and bringing us this information that the mainstream media will not bring to people. And God bless for all your hard work. And
Thank you.
Mayor Rudy Giuliani joining us today on The Monica Jay Show.